For system designers, the average fade duration and average non-fade duration are critically important design parameters. In high-speed, reliable data communications with a feedback channel, it's often convenient to rely on acknowledgements and retransmissions of packets lost rather than brute force forward error correction. And in such a situation, it's good to design the packet duration such that it is significantly shorter than the average non-fade duration. In such a case, most of the packets will be transmitted without a fade and few of the packets will be lost. But with not too many packets lost with a fade happening somewhere during the length of the packet. Similarly, the average fade duration is important to know how long bursts of errors will be, and in an error correction code it's important to know how many bits will be lost in an average burst. So these two parameters are quite relevant, and the way to compute them is to start with the level crossing rate. The number of times per second that the signal fades down from a high level to a level below a certain threshold, multiplied by the average fade duration, of course must equal the probability that the signal is below the threshold. And similarly, the average number of crossings in positive direction, multiplied by the average non-fade duration, must equal the probability that the signal is above the threshold.